But we do start the hour off by joining a very loyal and regular guest here going to the phone lines, as we have David Lott joining us today. David, how's the month of May treating you so far, my friend?
So far, it is wonderful, and things are starting to warm up. We can see that everyone's lawns are starting to really start to green up. People are starting to mow, and the gardens are starting to explode and starting to bloom. So everyone's excited to be outside.
The greenhouses are open. Folks that maybe don't have that green thumb but still pay attention, you'll notice there's quite a bit of garden utensils and garden supplies and plants at the local Menards or Walmart. And like we said, too, the garden centers are pretty full of inventory, it seems like, or at least they were. They might not be as much now as more and more folks get ready to plant that garden this year, David.
Yes, and the selection is going to disappear very quickly. It's already been a very good gardening season for many of our retail centers and our greenhouses. So if you find something that you like, now is the time to purchase. And one trick that we can do to help reduce plant loss is a process called hardening, where you purchase the plants, especially your bedding plants and your vegetable transplants that you like, and you place them in a protected area outside for about 2 weeks before you plant.
Okay.
Because we need to remember that the frost date here in North Platte is around May 15th. So we still have a little ways yet to go before a devastating freeze could still hit us.
We're not in the clear quite yet, and that was my next question for you, David. I was just talking to my mother, actually, on Sunday, and she asked if it was too early to put something in the planters outside, and I said, I don't know that it's necessarily too early, but if you put it in the ground right now or put it in the planters, you have to be prepared to have a sheet or blanket or something to cover them.
Yeah, and it's best to use a tarp if we have a case of cold plus moisture. If we get a cool rain or a mist, that will penetrate right through a blanket or a sheet and still damage the tender plants. So it's really important to use a tarp or a piece of plastic is better. So that does help. And the hardening process reduces transplant shock. So if the soils are not quite warm enough, and according to the cropwatch.unl.edu website, we're still not at 60 degrees for our 7-day average here in North Platte. We are getting close, but we need to have a minimum of 60 degrees for a week to be planting our tomatoes and our melons and our peppers, because those are very dependent on warm soils.
Sure, sure. Now, for folks that maybe were a little premature and already planted some of those vegetable plants that you mentioned a minute ago, David, what would you recommend they do if those vegetables or those plants are already in the ground?
One thing they can do is they can simply take a gallon milk jug and cut the bottom out and put over the top. It makes a little kind of a solarized little dome.
Okay.
Those plants, it also warms up the soil around the base of those plants as well, so that can help. That also will help protect against the possible frost that comes in, because peppers and tomatoes, eggplants, cucumbers and melons are all very sensitive to even the lightest of frost. So those things are good to work with. You can also put buckets over the top of plants in the case if it gets a little too cold, or if it's going to be cold in the weather. So those are just some quick tips that don't really cost you anything. A lot of things are just things that are here at the house that you can use that are household items.
Some odds and ends, if you will.
Yes, just good odds and ends. And we know that western Nebraska is very unpredictable, and we'll have the chance to probably get some crazy cold weather here even before the 15th of the month, and we've had freezes after the month, too. So always be aware of the weather and the weather forecast and protect those plants as needed.
Again, we have David Lott joining us here on the KODY phone lines discussing everything gardening here with our local gardening guru, our local expert, Mr. David Lott with the University of Nebraska Extension Office here in North Platte. And David, for folks that didn't hear Brenda last month, can you tell us about the Gardening to Table program that we'll be discussing here periodically throughout the next few months here on KODY?
yes, we're going to have a program with Brenda and I where we combine the growing aspect of the garden and then utilizing the produce for actually nutritious eating. So we're going to do this garden to table type of concept. And so we're really excited here, starting on Friday with the first program with some tips and hints for you to enjoy and to share. We also will be having a couple of field days out at the UNL Research Center.
Oh, awesome.
Here in North Platte to have some either virtual or in-person training on the different types of vegetables and the growing practices we have in the field, as well as some demonstrations on Brenda's part with the foods and nutrition with produce. So even though if you harvest and use locally grown produce, that you are actually fixing something that's nutritious, that is still delicious.
Absolutely.
And she has many great ideas.
She sure does. We'll be diving into that here in full force twice a month with either Brenda or David, or perhaps both joining us here on KODY from time to time. And if folks want to sign up for that program or perhaps learn a little bit more, David, how can they do so?
We'll be sending out press releases pretty soon, but you can also call the extension office at 532-2683, and we will have a schedule put together and be telling people when the programs are available and what we have on tap. We haven't got those written yet, but we will be this week.
And exciting news, it's not open to the public, but just exciting news to pass along here is University President Ted Carter is going to be joining you and your colleagues out at the Extension here this week. So something I'm sure you're looking forward to. I believe this will be his second stop in North Platte since he was announced as the president.
It is. And President Carter has been very supportive of Extension and also the College of Agriculture, which is very important to us here in this region.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really good to have an administrator that believes in our work and supports us in what we do to serve Nebraskans.
Absolutely. David, is there anything else you'd like to add today, sir?
Enjoy the plants. Pick what you like. Get everything hardened and toughened up before you plant it in the ground, and let's hope we don't have a late freeze.
Absolutely. Fingers crossed, right?
That's right.
David, it's always a pleasure to have you joining us here on KODY. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Take care.
You too. That, again, is David Lott joining us, one of the Extension educators here at the University of Nebraska Extension Office in North Platte. 8:15, it's time for a quick break. First, your time in Tampa service of Mike and the crew from your local Grease Monkey. 8:15, and it's 41 degrees. Sunshine in store for us today as temperatures reach the mid-60s. We have Lisa Burke, Executive Director of the North Platte Lake County Visitors Bureau, joining us next on KODY's Mugs in the Morning, presented to you every weekday from 8 to 9 by Shelter Witt, Brent Rogo, and Pete Voltz.